So the story that I told you last time was, in general, what we see is going into recessions, unemployment rate is going up. That's at time t. And then it rises, the unemployment rate rises during the recession. The two previous recessions lasted 8 months. And then even once the recession ends, the unemployment rate continues to rise. The top line shows the unemployment rate in the current recession, or the recession that just ended in 2009. And in that recession, the unemployment rate rose much higher than in previous recessions. That recession lasted 18 months. And again, after that recession ended, the unemployment rate rose. And this is specifically the Illinois unemployment rate. But we see, starting in about March 2010, the unemployment rate started to fall. And it's still falling. So the news is actually pretty good, especially compared to previous recessions, where the unemployment rate tends to stabilize at the end of the recession. It looks like we're having a recovery. The unemployment rate is still very, very high. But at least it's going in the right direction. And we seem to have established a trend. If you look at other statistics, like personal income, you see similar things. So it seems clear that we're in a recovery in Illinois. The economy is getting better. This looks at state general revenues over the past 5 years. And it's broken up into the income tax, the corporate income tax, the sales tax, other general revenues, and then federal revenues. And these are just general fund revenues. The consolidated budget that we usually like to work with, it's a little bit difficult to get exactly this data. But we have looked, tried to figure out what's going on there. And we think we're seeing similar trends. And what you see here is that the recession certainly took its toll. If you look, for example, at the bottom bar, the blue bar, the personal income tax, we actually saw a decline in personal income tax revenues. These are all not corrected for inflation. These are in nominal terms. And we've seen a stagnation over a five-year period. Similarly, corporate income tax revenues haven't gone up much. Sales tax revenues have been difficult. Other revenues also have been relatively steady, but over a five-year period, that's certainly a real decline. But what we see in the top bar is that federal revenues have largely bailed us out. We've got about $800 million in additional federal revenues since going back to fiscal year 2007. Unfortunately, those federal revenues are going to decline in the future because the stimulus is ending. Washington is in, got very much their own fiscal problems. So it's going to be very hard to maintain those federal revenues. That's going to be put more pressure on what economists call own source revenues, revenues we can raise ourselves. And so contributing to the massive fiscal problems that we have is the fact that we're going to probably see a decline in support from the federal government. We put out an annual report at the Institute of Government and Public Affairs called the Illinois Report. This is released in February. We released a particular chapter that I co-authored with several other members of the Institute on the Illinois budget. And the title kind of tells it all, that we've had a massive budget problem. I should say we completed this chapter before the most recent revenue increase, before the most recent legislative change. But it sort of gives an idea of the scale of the budget problem, and I'll talk about how we might modify it in light of the recent changes. So the first thing is to understand the budget gap that Illinois faced, and this is going into the legislative changes. Official estimates of the general fund budget gap for fiscal year 2011, so this is the current fiscal year,